Well, I think he put a book in the mail to me today. I'm very eager to get the brand new book by our friend Todd Bensman, Overrun. Todd, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
And yes, I did get that book in the mail. You should have it in a day or two.
Oh, look
They're
forward to
not
reading it.
widely available. That's just author copies. So at the moment, only special people get them.
Well, thank you. That's very kind, and I'm very eager to get a copy of that book. Now, I'd like to show the trailer for your book. Can we show the trailer and then have you respond?
Sure.
All right, here we go. I got the trailer over here. Here we go. All right, I guess. Oh, you have it? Well, then who wants to play it? You play it. Turn the audio up when you do it, though. Here we go.
Immigration crisis in American history. What we are seeing happen now at the southern border goes beyond anything that I have ever seen as either a journalist or an intelligence officer for the state of Texas in terms of the utter pandemonium, utter chaos, and the numbers that are coming across. I have spent the last 2 years with the migrants. I've been at their campfires, I've been at their hotels, I've been on the ground as they're moving in vehicles and buses on their way to the American border by the thousands from one end of the border to the other and all the way down through Central America and Mexico. I've written 2 books, America's Covert Border War, and I've written Overrun, which is about this particular border crisis now. The purpose of the book is to frame this in not just numbers, but in the human story of what's happening here, because these are real people that are coming. This is an impact that will transform America. These books are my way of communicating between the immigrants and the lawmakers and their bills and their policies. I can come to the table with a totality of this situation and bring a ground truth to my audiences that very, very few people actually have. The purpose of journalism is to educate the citizenry so that they can make good decisions, so they can vote, so they can debate a topic. So you got to have information. You have to have education. Somebody has to provide that.
Hi, I'm standing at a bus stop at about 20 miles south of the Nicaraguan border inside Costa Rica.
And also, it's a really important story. Immigration, border security is a very important story to all Americans. And I don't think it gets told enough. It's not told well, and it's not told thoroughly.
Joining me right now is Center for Immigration Studies, Senior National Security Fellow, and author of Overrun. Todd Bensman is here.
The entire world, 120 countries plus, are heading through what they call the Darien Gap out of Colombia into Panama and on up.
I appreciate, Todd, the facts you just brought to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Center for Immigration Studies just exposed this in one of the most important investigations from the border in a long time.
Turn now and recognize Mr. Bensman for 5 minutes.
Chairman Perry and members of the caucus, thank you for inviting me here to discuss the most historic mass migration crisis ever to have stricken the United States.
We're following that smuggler van.
This is the Rio Suchiate River.
Wow, and I'm eager to get my copy, folks. He just put it in the mail to me today. When does it come out, Todd?
Comes out February 21. It'll
February
hit,
21.
it'll be in bookstores and all over Amazon and Barnes and Noble, anywhere you buy books.
And so anyone that wants to go ahead and get a pre-order can do it wherever you can buy books. We urge you to do it. All right, so that's an incredible trailer, by the way. And yet, here we go. Here's a headline at worldviewreport.com. Worldviewreport.com, that's our aggregated news website, as you guys know. And here's the report tonight that we have, and that is illegal crossings, border crossings surged to highest level of Biden's term. That's coming from a Nation News website. What is this, a true report, Todd?
Yes, that's accurate. The month of December, we saw 251,000 immigrants either come between the ports of entry. About 220,000 came between the ports of entry, and another 30,000 at the ports of entry. That is the national record, another of many, many national records. We've been breaking them for 2 years now. So yes, for sure. And it's, there's no sign of any kind of a let up at all. But there will be an accounting change. You'll see different kinds of creative accounting from this point forward.
Are you aware, over at the Center for Immigration Studies, are you aware of James R. Edwards? Is he still
no.
around? Okay. He wrote an article at CIS.org back in 2007, so I don't even know if he's still over there or not. It was called The Security and Prosperity Partnership, Its Immigration Implications, 2007. Of course, the Security and Prosperity Partnership is what they were codenaming then everything that was related to the North American Union. They wanted to instead call it a Security and Prosperity Partnership to hide the idea of a North American Union. Over at the organization you work with, the Center for Immigration Studies, I'm sure you're familiar, obviously, with Andrew R. Arthur, right?
Of course.
Okay. So Andrew R. Arthur, well, he has a brand new article out there January 18th, last week, that I referenced on the air, entitled Open Borders is in Biden's DNA. Kind of a play on words there, standing for, look at the screen here, Declaration of North America, folks. We've been talking about it a lot since the first of last week, about a week ago today. We really started hammering this. This is also on the website of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. We have been talking since 2005 about the coming of a North American Union. You guys have been on it for at least 2007, because here's the Center for Security Center for Immigration Studies doing a report on it in 2007, a lengthy report, by the way. This new article just posted the other day at CIS.org, the Declaration of North America negates border security and national sovereignty. I want you to respond to this. One of the gentlemen writing there that we just referenced says that this declares we are committed to protecting the safety and dignity of all migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, and stateless persons, regardless of their migration status, and respecting their human rights and fundamental freedom. We intend to cooperate closely to facilitate safe, orderly, humane, and regular migration, and as appropriate, promote safe and dignified returns, consistent with national legislation, the principle of non-refoulement, and our respective obligations under international law, end quote. And your friend over there, CIS, Andrew R. Arthur, says, quote, one word that is notably missing from the list of objectives, safe, orderly, humane, regular, before the noun migration, is legal. It was not an error. They do not call for legal migration. They call actually for regular migration. Can you comment on this article?
Well, you have to understand that that segment of the global kind of elite leaderships has an encoded language, a new encoded language that means it means something to them if you're in the circle, but you wouldn't know what it meant if you were just a regular voter and a regular person trying to kind of get along in life. And what I mean by that is that when they say safe, orderly, and humane migration, what they mean is no application of enforcement. They use a different set of language for that. That is cruel and inhumane to detain or deport somebody. That is absolutely verboten to detain and deport. So they use these kind of this verbiage so that politicians can state that verbiage without alienating regular people who aren't plugged in, dialed into the to the new linguistics. I go into quite a bit of detail about the new linguistics, the encoded language in the book, in chapter 4, which is titled The New Theologians. Those people are the new theologians. They have an ideology and a religion, and they believe in this religion, which holds that all humans have a right to travel wherever they want, over whatever border they want, when they want. That's part of the ideology. It's a cornerstone of the ideology. So everything that you read in this document comports with, you know, the new theologian, the new religion on immigration. And of course, that really only applies to the United States right now because those people happen to be in power in the White House. You don't see that so much in Europe anymore because they've been through the ringer over there for the last 6 years with illegal immigration, and they are backlashing against that at the moment. So we're the only country in the world that has completely open borders.
Your colleague at CIS.org, Andrew Arthur, writes about something referred to as the Los Angeles Declaration. Can you explain what the Los Angeles Declaration is and how it's playing into the North American Declaration?
Yeah, just a few months ago, Mayorkas and the Biden administration's senior officials, including Biden himself, you know, there was a conference of an international conference having to do with immigration, and you had Trudeau and you had Mexico. Well, Mexico didn't show up. They were kind of mad at us at the moment, but they did send delegates. All of Latin America sent delegates to this thing. And in the end, they came away with a document and an agreement for safe, orderly, and humane migration in North America and Latin America, South America, the cone. And it's just like that document right there. It comes from the same place. It's the same religion. It's the and it was fully endorsed by Mayorkas. They signed on the dotted line. They held press conferences, and they have followed through. Everything that they're doing now, with you know, pre-legalizing immigrants over on the other side and in Mexico, creating quicker pathways through the Darien Gap, having Mexico hand out fast pass permits to everybody who comes into the country, all of that harkens right directly to the LA agreement.
And what year was that again?
2022. It was like in the summer of 2022, if I'm not mistaken.
Look at this headline at worldviewreport.com. Again, folks, this is at worldviewreport.com. I put this up there last week. Biden regime launches app allowing migrants to book asylum appointments before they cross the border. Takes you to an article by my friend Pamela Geller. You want to? She's posting it. I don't know who actually wrote it, but she's posting it. You want to comment on this? Because you were telling us about this. You were the one that was breaking this story.
That's right. I believe I'm the only American writer who's actually been inside the operation. In November, I went to Tijuana and Mexicali where they were doing this, pre-legalizing thousands of immigrants and bringing them by hand delivery from Mexico by the Mexicans to the Americans on the bridges at the San Ysidro port of entry, at the Mexicali Calexico port, and all the way up and down the border. They've been doing this for 8 months. I got into the inside of one of these and came out with a big video report, an elaborate print report, where the title was "Welcome to the New Face of the Biden Border Crisis." Sure enough, 3 months later, they announced this is the new face of our border, and they are now concentrating all effort, all energy, channeling all migrants into a line in Mexico where they are pre-legalizing them for humanitarian parole and walking them over the borders legally so that they don't count they won't count as illegal immigrants. The numbers will decline, and they'll be able to say, look what we've done. We have controlled the border. But the same number of people will be coming in, and even more. The same number of cities will be declaring disasters and demanding federal bailouts. The same permanent transformative change on the United States will happen under this new thing, just because the statistics are lower. Tomorrow morning, I have a piece that will publish in Newsweek all about this. You need to, your audience needs to be aware that they are going to start, you're going to see the numbers decline. They're going to nosedive. They already are in the number of illegal entries, but not in the number of entries.
Huh.
And that's the important thing that you need to know. There's an accounting trick happening. There's a deceitful public affairs operation underway, a propaganda operation underway to make you think that they somehow stopped illegal immigration. What they've done is they've just legalized the illegal immigration under humanitarian parole, which is not even an authority that they can use like this. I explain all of this in my Newsweek piece tomorrow morning.
We'll be looking for that, your Newsweek piece tomorrow. Todd, do you believe that this is all in order to condition the American people or to demoralize the American people to where they finally say, we're so overrun, they just throw their arms up and surrender. You might as well make us, you know, three nations become one, a North American Union. What do you think is the objective here with overrun and the coming of a North American Union, or the desire for it?
Well, I'm starting to move beyond my skepticism to the position that it is being done on purpose. It is part of the theology that I described, the one that you've just described, the one we saw at the LA conference, what we're seeing at Davos. Everywhere we're seeing this ideology where there are no borders in the world. And I do believe that what they want to have happen is the same thing that has happened successfully with the federal marijuana law. When was the last time you saw the federal marijuana law enforced anywhere? It's nobody talks about it, not even Republicans talk about it, but it is a law on the books. It is a law that was passed by Congress, and it's a law that not even Donald Trump sought to enforce. Nobody is trying to enforce it, because over time, the idea is that we've kind of moved past into this kind of new era, and we never cleaned up behind. And I think that's what they want to do with the Immigration and Naturalization Act, Nationality Act, which is the set of laws that govern the enforcement of our borders and admission and everything about immigration. After 2 years, 3 years, 4 years of just massive onslaughts of humanity over the border, maybe we'll all kind of just accept it and get used to it. And when the next president comes in, it'll be like the federal marijuana law. We won't bother with that INA stuff anymore. And I mean, already you're starting to see the American public kind of get a little inured to.
Well, in fact, in certain states, you see pot shops, marijuana shops popping up everywhere, and they have nice buildings. I don't know what your situation is there in Texas, but there are certain.
You don't see that here.
Yeah, well, there are certain states here in the Union where they have legalized the pot stores, and these stores.
Yes, under state laws.
Yeah, under state laws, and these stores are very nice. They're nice buildings. I mean, I'm thinking of one state I was in not too long ago, Missouri, and there are pot stores popping up, and they're very nice stores. They're very well built. They're attractive buildings. They put money into these buildings. They're very attractive buildings, and it's almost to the point where when I was on this trip driving, my wife and I were talking, and I said, "Well, look, this attractive building." bet you a dollar to donuts, it's a pot store. Because if you found an attractive building that was coming into your view, we'd already seen enough on our trip to know the more attractive buildings are pot stores. So the point I'm making is, you're right. The people in certain states, even more conservative states like Missouri, are becoming very accustomed to pot, and now you have legalized pot stores in that state. Now you have cities that are sanctuary cities. So they go against federal law and they create sanctuary cities the way they go against federal law and create pot stores. Now everyone's right. been conditioned. So who cares about the border? We're past that, right? And then you add the theology, and you have so many so-called pastors, as I write about in my book from 2018, my book Marxianity, you have so many so-called pastors saying, you know, well, what would Jesus do? Well, he would have open borders. You think Jesus would tell them not to come here? You know, so we now have a theology in our churches that you better be for open borders or you're a bad Christian. And then you admit, I thought was fascinating a few weeks ago, that you said you can't hardly miss out on seeing a Jesuit from deep in Latin America all the way up to the border helping with this. Well, we know what the Jesuit order is about if you spend any time reading and studying on that. And then you said you got the UN passing out cards and debit cards. Well, we know what the UN is about. I can show you a map off the UN website where the UN has divided the world into 10 regions. A North American Union, a European Union. So, of course, I mean, all the actors involved, I mean, the Vatican under Pope Benedict, under Pope Francis, has pushed the idea of a world political authority with teeth. That's his encyclical. That's both of them. And Francis was quoting Benedict in one of his, a world authority with teeth. I mean, all the players involved have one common theme, globalism, no borders.
Well, I think that the idea over there is that the pendulum swing to the left, I guess, which way am I going here, to the left, will just stay there. In perpetuity, just like it did with the federal marijuana law, which is still on the books. It's so much on the books that in those states that you were talking about, banks cannot and will not loan money to those shops because they're fearful that at some point somebody's going to crack the whip on the federal marijuana law, but it's unlikely. And I think that that's the exact idea behind. You know, we'll just get everybody used to this, and you know, Democrats won't pay any kind of a political price, which they didn't in the midterm, and if they don't in the national election in 2024, and Democrats win again, that's going to be another 4 years of this, and by that point, you know, after you know 8 years, and you know, 20, 30 million new people over the border, you know. The INA won't really exist anymore except in name.
Let me ask you about this headline right here, Breitbart. Mexican president celebrates 40 million Mexicans in the U.S. Now, of course, I have no problem with Mexicans, Hispanics being in the country more than I do people, you know, who from my heritage, you know, German or Scottish, you know, Italian. I mean, we're all a melting pot. That's not the issue. I'd like to know how many of this 40 million are illegal. And what was his point? What was his point of celebrating the 40 million Hispanics in America now?
Well, I think from his perspective, you know, that serves a national interest for the Mexican state, which is that they send about, you know, $30 billion a year home in remittances, which is a hugely important source of foreign cash into the country. So they actually rely on that level of remittance money. The 40 million that he's talking about cannot possibly be all legal. They're not. One of the things that the new theologians do that you should be aware of, that everybody should be aware of, is that they gloss over the distinction between illegal and legal immigration. It's all just simply immigration. We are a nation of immigrants. No, we're not. We are a nation of legal immigrants, and that should be the goal. But in that theology, it's just we're all immigrants. They're all immigrants. We're, you know, no human is illegal, that kind of thing. Well, when in Obrador is a leftist. That guy is a, you know, very far on the left. He's right in there with the Davos contingent, with the LA conference, with the United Nations ideology about all of this. He's right in there with all of that. And that's all he's saying is, we got 40 million of our people in your country sending us money back.
Wow. All right, so the book is called Overrun. Let me show you Todd's website, folks. Here it is, toddbensman.com, toddbensman.com. Of course, you can click there. Covert Border Wars, and then the new one coming out, Overrun. But then again, like I said, there's the first one, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration, Todd Bensman. Speaking of jihad, have you heard the story of a Jihadi George, an ISIS member missing from a Pennsylvania prison? Nobody seems to know where he went.
No, I need to catch up on that.
It's like
need to catch up on
that. We reported on that last week. Nobody seems to know where Jihadi George went. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. But here you go. Let's go back to Todd Bensman. There you go. So you guys can go to his website. And when you go to toddbensman.com, there you go. You'll find out how to order both his books, the one that's out already and then one coming out, Overrun, which I got a copy on the way to me. And I'm going to read it and mark it up. And we're going to have a couple great interviews on that book. I hope you guys pre-order his book, Todd Bensman. Toddbensman.com is where you can do it. Todd, as always, thank you. I know our audience really appreciates you. We get a lot of positive feedback about you, Todd.
Oh, good. Thank you. Always happy to be here. And I appreciate the that you ran the trailer and all that. But read the book. I want to hear your thoughts about that.
Oh, I'm going to read it, mark it up. Like I said, we're going to have some great interviews on it. You can count on that.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of thick.
That's all right. I don't care. You ought to see the book I'm reading about Andrew Jackson right now. It's probably twice that thick.
Oh, my other favorite president.
Oh, was he really? Why? I can tell you why he's mine, but why did you like him so much?
Oh, are you kidding? That guy is so legendary. I think when he died, he still had bullets in his chest.
He did.
He bucked all of the power elites of his era. I mean, he was kind of the first Trumpian.
Yes, he was.
He was a hoot.
This is his farewell address, which I've quoted from, but tomorrow my radio show, TV show, I'm going to go through his farewell address, because you can't believe the things he predicted would happen if we didn't get control of the government. And it's like, whoa. And that was 1837. You're right. He got in a duel and got shot. He killed the other guy, by the way. And he had a bullet lodged in his chest until he died at 78. The tour guide said he died basically kind of lead poison.
Yeah, and then, you know, there was an assassination attempt, and he beat the guy up with his cane.
Yes. You know? The guy tried to kill him, and he started to go after him.
Yeah.
He had a rough life. I mean, he was orphaned at age 14, lost his two brothers in the Revolutionary War, his mother due to the Revolutionary War. I mean, just a rough beginning.
And, people don't know this about Andrew Jackson. I mean, you know, he's often pilloried for his Indian wars.
Yeah.
On one of the battlefields, he pulled a living baby, an infant, from grip of its dead mother, and he raised that kid.
That's right. And people don't know this. Have you ever been to the Hermitage?
Not yet, no.
Well, I got there on Friday. I was over speaking at an event with for General Flynn and Clay Clark, and I got there. I was 8 miles from it. I'm like, we're going. And I've been wanting to get there for years. Absolutely fascinating. But I knew I liked you. I like you even more now. I realize that one of your favorite presidents is one of mine, Andrew Jackson. But, yeah, you ought to see I'm reading John Meacham's book on him right now.
Oh, okay.
So
send me that address, though, if you've got a link to that. I'll take a look at that his final address.
Oh, yeah. His final, his farewell address, 1837. Yeah, he warns about a central bank and the dangers of a central bank because, you know, he got censured for doing away with it. And we didn't listen, and we got the Federal Reserve. And he talks about growing government beyond the constitutional bounds and taxing the people into oblivion to justify unconstitutional authority. And, I mean, it's just, you're just reading it going, oh, my word, we should have just listened to the man, right? But that's good to know. You like the seventh president of the United States as well. Well, thank you, Todd.
Take care.
Todd Binsman checking in. Check out his site and his new book, folks. ToddBinsman.com. ToddBinsman.com. All right. Now, Logan, do you have that thing to run? All right. I want to run something here. Let me go real quick to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. As you know, we have a lot of emergency. We got Ivan. Coming up next, he's in the bullpen. But we have the emergency freeze-dried food here, folks. But we also have emergency supplies. Click that, emergency supplies. We've got a new product now, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System. All right, it comes with a filter, but after about 200 gallons, you need to get a new filter, and you can order the replacements from us. But this, again, is key. If you're going to have freeze-dried food, you got to have a couple things. A, the freeze-dried food. B, you got to have fire. So here you have the fire pot. You got to have the pan, and you need water. And so, again, we've gone through the process of thinking about what you would need in a crisis. And so now we are. We just worked as a deal to be a distributor, again, offering you a service, a reasonable profit to go back into our general operating budget to keep pushing out free television and production to you, which, by the way, we have a few more cameras we have to order. We have a new box that we have to order that we use for different production stuff. It's very expensive. Television production is extremely expensive, folks, and we have to find ways to pay for it all. Or we can just put this all behind a paywall and tell all of you you're going to have to pay 10, 20 bucks a month. Well, we prefer not to do that. We prefer to let you have it for free as a public service so we can educate as many people as we can. But somehow we got to pay for all of this. And so here is one of our new sponsors, Alexa Pure. You can get this at WVWTVstore.com, and we'll ship it out to you. WVWTVstore.com. We got a brand new little video on this. Logan, why don't we roll that video? There you go. It's gravity fed, obviously. You put the water at the top, you let it filter down. And Logan said during that, I got to get one of those. My refrigerator does not have a filter. I need one of those. So not only do you need one if you don't have a filter in your refrigerator. And by the way, have you guys bothered to look at what is in our water? Why don't you do a little quick search on the chemicals that are in your water? Then you'll really want one of those. But what if something happens, electricity goes down, and water's not being pumped to your house? You're going to have to find a source for water and then, of course, filter it. So again, whether you want to use this on a daily basis or just save it, box it away and save it, with the filter, you know, in its container, not open, so it's preserved as well, and have it in case there is a crisis as part of your emergency pack. So go back, if you would, please, here to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can order that there. You'll find all these other resources, including emergency freeze-dried food. Now, if you prefer to order over the phone, you can call right now, and they'll take your order over the phone, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You'll also find things like this right here. This is a 4-in-1 emergency flashlight and radio. You can crank it as well. And again, emergency supplies there on our store, WVWTVstore.com. Also, don't forget about MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds. Looky here. We got some specials. Winter TV specials. Shop now. Slippers, bed sheets, MyPillow toppers, six-piece towel set, the coffee, my coffee, robes, all of the pet beds. Of course, Delta's in the studio tonight on hers, as always. So again, MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code B66. If you don't use the promo code B66, we don't get credit. We don't get credit for the Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, to keep this two-hour block going. And trust me, we need it. It takes a team of seven of us, 15 man-hours a day, just to put together the Worldview Report every night. So again, B66, I beg you to use that code, all right? That same code works at mystore.com. Let's go to a wide shot. We haven't seen her tonight. Is she there? Oh, yes, she is. And in fact, look who's laying next to her. The little black schnauzer has joined us in the studio tonight. That doesn't happen very often. That is my wife's dog, who normally stays right by her side. But tonight she has come into the studio to join us. So there she is with Delta, fast asleep on their MyPillow pet bed. Get your pet one as well. Your pets will love it. Use that promo code B66. There they are, Delta and Lily.